What a lovely interview. I was very jealous because I think Gemma Arterton is great. I really like Summerland. I mean, you know the story from that interview, but just sort of to recap. So she's Alice Lamb. She lives in a cottage on her own during World War II. She suddenly has an evacuee child left on her doorstep. All the locals think that she's, you know, like a witch or a spy. And all she's interested in is her work, which is debunking myths and finding the facts behind the fiction. But obviously, the relationship that she has with this young boy who suddenly arrives seems to rekindle something in her. And then the film spirals back. It starts in the 70s and it goes back to the 40s and it spirals back further to her memories of a relationship with Gugunbota Raw's character that kind of changed her life. I really, really enjoyed this film for a number of reasons. Firstly, I think it's really well written. It has a very nice balance between, on the one hand, I mean, it is a gently subversive story, but it's kind of clothed in a very mainstream cloth. So it's a very, you know, it's a movie that's kind of made for mainstream consumption, although it's actually doing a lot of very interesting subversive things. Secondly, that it was mentioned in that interview, the cinematographer Laurie Rose, who I am a huge fan of. I mean, I think he's an absolutely brilliant cinematographer. In fact, when I saw Summerland, I sent a message to him saying, I've just seen Summerland. What a wonderful job you did with the way that film looks. Because, you know, it's a kind of down-to-earth story, but it has this magical element. Because a lot of the story is about the tension between the real world and an imagined world, between what you accept and what you can hope for, between the present and what the future might be, because all the time it's shifting between these different time frames. And I thought his cinematography really captured that. I mean, the film has this kind of honeydew glow, but it's also got, you know, kind of dark corners, and I thought that was brilliant. I thought the performances were terrific. I think Gemma Arterton is great in almost everything, but the combination of her and Gugunbota Raw, you know, that kind of in the smaller roles we have, for example, you know, Tom Courtney, who just oozes hilarity, but he's just great at doing it. There's a smaller role for Penelope Wilton. I mean, this, you know, these are kind of, you know, A-list cast members. But the reason the whole thing works is because it is well written and well directed. I know people always say, you know, script, yes, but it's the combination of something having, you know, a good, hopeful, positive story, and one which really makes sense in terms of the way in which the script is written. There is a kind of, there's an air of contrivance about the narrative, but I have no problem with that, because a central theme of it is that it's about stories, where stories come from, this thing about stories have to come from somewhere. And of course, all those myths and folkloric stories that she's talking about, they all have an air of contrivance because they're all about a kind of archetypal truth. And there's something which happens during the course of the film, which when I say I saw it coming a long way off, I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean, I saw the way the story was going, and the story did go that way because that was the way the story had to go, and it made sense. I thought it was really lovely, and I was really touched by it. My friend Alan Jones said to me, you know, if you don't cry, I'll be really surprised. And of course I did. I was very touched by it, but I just thought it was, you know, in times it's really funny. There are things in it that are really moving. And there's also an air of sentimentality, but not sentimental in an unearned way, sentimental in exactly the right way. I think it's exactly the right film for now. And I just loved it. Did you like it as much as I did? Cause I really enjoyed it.
No, I did enjoy it. And did you see it on a screen, or did you see it in the cinema?
No, I saw this at home. I have been to the cinema because I've been to see Unhinged, which we'll talk about sort of later on.
Yes.
I wish I'd seen this in the cinema, but even on the small screen, I thought the cinematography just glowed. I thought the whole thing glowed. Where did you see it?
I saw it in exactly the position that I'm sitting now.
Right.
I saw it on just watching it on a laptop. And obviously, it's great. You know, it would work coming out of your phone. There were just a few. I mean, I was trying to hint at in the conversation with Gemma, that there are some scenes that are kind of more cinematic, and there's some stuff that happens with clouds that I wish I'd seen on a bigger screen, because because it would be easy to make that bit really cheesy to go. And that would be the point where we go, really? But actually, I didn't think that at all. And actually, it was entirely in keeping with the piece, and I'd like to have seen that on a bigger screen.
No, I agree. I would love to see this on a big screen. In fact, whilst you and I are away, I might well go to the cinema to see it, because I'd love to see it on a big screen, and not least because I think it's beautifully shot. So yeah, it's a thumbs up from me. It really, really, it worked for me. It did exactly what I wanted it to do.